This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Medical marijuana is legal in California. Medical marijuana is not legal in California. Both of those statements are sort of true. While pot shops are allowed statewide, cities still have the right to ban them. In fact, 200 cities already do. That's left patients on their own to navigate through the tangled web of California's conflicting and chaotic marijuana laws. KALW's Holly J. McDeed has the story.
Ed Rimshaw has nerve damage from diabetes.
There is a lot of pain at night. The pain comes and goes. What's the worst part is you will get occasional stabbing pains in the foot.
So his doctor prescribed him medical marijuana to ease the pain, which can surface any moment, any day.
That's difficult when I'm driving because then the immediate reaction is to either press down or pull away, and that can cause a problem. So I try not to drive.
It's a problem, because Rimshaw lives in Dublin, which has no medical marijuana dispensaries. In fact, there aren't any dispensaries anywhere near Dublin, so...
Pretty much, we take a trip to San Jose about every 3 months.
More than 30 miles. And during the day?
You know, it's almost an hour each way, and a bit of gas.
But once he makes it there, it's a whole lot different from Dublin. Rimshaw can choose from some 80 pot shops. Bascom Street is known by pot enthusiasts as the Green Mile.
There were about 8 clubs down here, all within a very short area.
David Hodges ran one. When he opened the All-American Cannabis Club, or A2C2, in 2009, it was the only game in town. Then came the explosion. According to Hodges, nearly 100 new shops cropped up by the end of the year. But as he shows me around the neighborhood, he says many quickly ran into trouble.
There was a club in this little blue building. They closed. In the tan building right next to them. That was a club. They closed based on the federal letters.
That means the U.S. government ordered it to shut down. See, marijuana is a Scheduled I drug. And that means it has no federally accepted medical use, and there's a high potential for abuse. Plus, Hodges says, this club had a conspicuous location.
It looks like it's next to, like, a kind of school or something.
Yeah, it's next to a daycare, and that's why.
Did the daycare come after or before the...
Before. They shouldn't have opened it.
David Vosbrink is San Jose's director of communications. Last year, he says, elected officials reassessed after the state's highest courts ruled cities could ban and regulate as they saw fit.
The gap between California law and federal law and what's legal and what's illegal is that it has left cities really uncertain about what they can do.
The city council started cracking down, enacting strict zoning regulations that limit pot shops to just slivers of the city's industrial corridor. They also now require pot shops to grow all their weed in or next to Santa Clara County, limit store hours, and set up round-the-clock security. Shop owner David Hodges says that's knocked a lot of entrepreneurs out of business.
I would expect of the existing collectives, maybe 5 or 6 might stay open, and I would say maybe another 6 or 7 new ones will pop up, just new people with new money.
Hodges himself received a letter the same month the new ordinance was passed. It said he was too close to a residency unit. His new location is an unmarked building.
All the way up the stairs. Very strange building.
Inside, it's like a really laid-back medical office, with marijuana posters covering the walls. One of the volunteer clerks goes over the menu.
We don't have prices, we have contribution amounts. So we have lots of wax, lots of oil, lots of hash, keef.
Over in the back room, Andrea Jones rolls joint after joint after joint.
I just roll until I don't feel like rolling, and then I'll process them, and then I'll probably roll some more.
One patient enters. He tried the old location first.
You found it, though?
Yeah, I'm here.
2 years ago, San Jose tried enacting similar regulations on cannabis dispensaries, but they were stopped by a referendum. But Hodges is tired of fighting.
You know, I mean, I have a lot of other opportunities myself. You know, it's just I can kind of say mission accomplished. There's pot in San Jose, so that's what I was trying to do.
And there will still be pot in San Jose when he leaves. there will just be fewer dispensaries to choose from. When Ed Rimshaw heard some of his favorite pot shops were likely to close, he was furious. But there wasn't much he could do. He's from Dublin.
I wish I could live in San Jose. It's frustrating, especially being from out of town, because you don't have a voice. As soon as you said you're from Dublin, they didn't care. You can't get what you want in your own town, and you can't help in another town.
But Rimshaw does live in California, which means there are other options for getting weed. There's Oakland, land of pot colleges and reality TV shows. There's Berkeley, where certain income brackets get their weed for free. And if he decides to move, well, over in the states of Washington and Colorado, weed is just straight up legal. For now, California dispensary regulations are vague. And so are Rimshaw's plans for where he'll get his medicine next. For Cross Currents, I'm Holly J. McDeed.